2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's the toughest, most important job in the world.
Four kids.
If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
This is The Mom Show. It's where moms come to learn and share. Our host is Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into The Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. I'm imagining we have a lot of new listeners today because today is our first day at our brand new time slot. So thank you to anyone who is hearing us for the first time. My name is Lindsay Ertz, host of The Mom Show, and all of the our past episodes are up in podcast form. If you just go to the KSL News Radio app, you can find any and all of them there. I'm joined today by Dr. Susan Madsen. She is the director and founder of the Utah Women and Leadership Project down at UVU.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Madsen.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. Let's tackle childcare costs in Utah, shall we?
That's an important topic.
And how crazy expensive they are.
It is expensive. And we just released a brief this week, or a research snapshot that really compared Utah to the rest of the nation on where we're at with childcare. And childcare is such an important issue for women. But I have to say it's also an important issue for families,
right?
All of families and society.
Right. I think we should make it a family issue, not
it is.
Just a women's issue.
But we get it.
Yes.
You know, both
yes.
of us have children, right?
Yes.
And we've dealt with that. So we typically, you know, here in Utah and other places, we are the ones to wrestle with that issue. And I have to say it is a wrestle.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely is. I felt it personally. Okay, so break it down for me. What are our costs for childcare in Utah? How expensive is it, and how does this compare to the rest of the nation?
Well, fascinating. It's fascinating to look at. One thing that I always mention when we talk about this is in Utah and in 33 other states, actually the cost of childcare for one child, especially an infant, is actually more expensive than a full year of tuition
go
to college. And so, you know, it's you know, $8,000 to $10,000 for one child, especially when you get into the infant. But it's quite expensive here in the state of Utah. And I will say that it's been interesting to look at the reports that are national, because they rank Utah in different ways and they rank all of the states. And we really utilize three different studies when we looked at that. And two of the studies said Utah's really bad. We're like, you know, the second highest or the second worst in terms of when you compare. Yeah,
okay.
When you look at how much we make compared to what we pay. And then one other study said that we're not so bad. So it matters what you're measuring.
Okay.
So what we do know is we're not breezing by on this issue in Utah. Some people think, well, there's a lot of women that stay home. There's probably a lot of childcare, but it's an issue that more and more people are concerned about as we move forward in terms of more women working, you know, for pay outside home and all kinds of dynamics.
Yeah. And we're going to get into next segment about how many women in Utah are actually in the labor force, which a number which kind of surprised me, to be honest. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But talk to me about the why behind some of these costs. What makes Utah different that our costs are so high compared to other states?
Well, it's a tricky thing to look at, because we don't have all the answers actually to that exact question. One thing that when we were researching and writing this report, we kept seeing two angles. One was the that the cost of childcare was so high, yet the people who were providing childcare are often ones living in poverty. So they don't get paid. So then you wonder what is going on. We have a wonderful office of childcare actually at the Department of Workforce Services that's wrestling with this issue and so forth. And they have talked about the federal funding that actually has to come in terms of states. And we don't do as well as some states in that issue to actually help supplement and provide some extra help. So when you wrestle with those two things, childcare seems so expensive, yet are the people providing the childcare often are not really making a lot. It's hard to understand, and we don't have a lot of those answers. But what we do know is some states subsidize those costs more.
Okay.
And sometimes businesses get more involved with that. And I have to say that before I moved to Utah about 18 years ago, I did my dissertation in Minnesota and really worked with companies on understanding issues there. They've been on top of other states' work-life issues much, 20 years ago when I moved to Utah, we were quite far behind in those issues.
Sure.
We're now just moving forward with really having businesses think, maybe this is something I need to think about as a business owner or HR departments. So we're a little behind the conversation here in Utah about this, but it's emerging. It's emerging strongly.
Yeah. Another reason you guys talked about in your snapshot was not enough quality spots for children in daycare. I see this as kind of an issue. You know, your research said there was 150-some-odd thousand children in the state, only 41,000 or so spots for them, and only half of that number is actually being filled.
Absolutely. We just do not, especially there's different kinds of childcare. Let's just put it that way. And some are really daycare centers, childcare centers and spots. But a lot of what we have in the state of Utah, we have some that are really regulated and registered, you know, through the government. And we have many that aren't. And so looking at those numbers, even the total numbers, even with the informal programs, you know, that the people watch children at their homes and the formal, we just don't have enough daycare out there, and especially really regulated daycare that where they have to meet specific qualifications.
Yeah.
And one thing that was really surprising when we did the research is how many of the daycare providers out there have just very little education themselves. So many, about 75% of those offering daycare had just a high school diploma or GED. So many of our children are being watched, even with the available spots, by people that really aren't educated. Some people think, oh, it's babysitting. So you just don't need to have education. But as you know, there's a lot more to it.
Yeah. And we're going to get into some of the solutions in just a little bit. So lest you think we're just throwing all these problems that exist in our state without like coming up with some solutions, I do want to get into those in just a little bit. We're talking with Dr. Susan Madsen. She was in charge of all the research done at UVU on childcare costs in Utah. We ran a story about that here this week on KSL News Radio. So hang with us. We'll be right back on The Mom Show.